Reish Lamed Aleph, which is one sif long, we're halfway through the sif, we're at the point, it says, V'chein b'shchiva. So we're talking about every person's action should be l'shem shemayim. So a person, the same way a person, he talks about achila, a person should do l'shem shemayim. It says a person goes to bed, it should be l'shem shemayim. Okay, so ein tzarech lomar, it's obvious, it's not necessary to point out, the time a person could be learning or doing mitzvahs, instead, if you mute your phone, we won't hear the background noise of the what's going on by you. Okay, a person has an opportunity to do Torah mitzvahs, and he shouldn't be busy trying to sleep, going to sleep just for pleasure. A person is tired and he needs to sleep to be able to have, it's not just for pleasure, he really needs some sleep. But also, a person does it just for his, the focus being pleasure, that's not most praiseworthy. And you see the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch before also, if a person ate and drank, he says, it doesn't say it's bad. It doesn't say it's osur. It says, it's not praiseworthy. It's not considered bad to do it like that. But the true praise is of a person can have kavana that he's doing it for the right reasons. He should have intent that he's resting now to be able to have, be healthy. Which will cause him, if he's not healthy, he will not be able to focus well in his learning due to the lack of sleep. If a person does it just because he wants to fulfill his desire to be with a woman, that's not considered proper. And if his intent is to be able to have children which will be able to help him, etc., again, that's not praiseworthy. His intent should be that he should be zeichet to have children to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or she is kavan the kai mitzvahs oino, call them prayer, he has responsibility to his wife, and he has intent to fulfill his responsibility towards his wife. V'chein b'sicho, person who's talking, a person is having a conversation with somebody else. It's interesting, I once heard from Rabbi Einstetter in Cleveland that he quoted from Reb Lichtenstein Zatzal, that he said there's a difference between siach and sicha. Sicha is light conversation, and siach is deep, philosophical, deep conversation. So, David Melch says, that even my light talk was in words of Torah. So that's why I was able to constantly take advantage of and learn from everybody. Because so a person is having his light talk. So a person does need to relax at some point in time. Or if he's talking about Divrei Chochma, which would be a heavier type of conversation, but he could do it for multiple reasons. He's doing it because he wants to gain himself, make himself ready to serve HaKadosh. Either this should be service of Hashem or it should prepare him for service. Kol shadover, chayav adam losum einov, v'liba al derachav, v'lishko kamaisa b'memoiz neseichlo. A person should be aware of what he's doing and weigh and measure out what he's doing. K'sheroya dover sheyav v'lidei avodas habari yisbarach yaseyu, v'imlav aya lo yaseyu, v'shadarkein ovid esbaroi tomid. So a person who does that, so even when he's involved in his other needs, but he's doing it because this will give him mental health and physical health. Rabbi Animus, that's how I used to quote from the Shire Das, from the Alta Tel Zerov. There's a Shire Das called Pales Magal Raglecho, which says that a person functions within a certain circle of life. In the middle of the circle is the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then everything else which he needs to him to function is contained within that circle. So that's his circle that he lives in. The person has to make sure that the circle is realistic with what his needs are. One person says he needs 2 hours of relaxation a day. That might be 100% true. Somebody else might need three. Another person might only need one. but they're all doing 2 hours of relaxation a day, they're not all acting properly. One is not getting enough, he won't be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. One is getting too much, and he's not serving, it's not for the service of Hashem. And one is doing the right thing. So you have to measure out the magal, the area, the circle of your life. Okay, I see Mishnah Berurah. We're holding Mishnah Berurah to cut an aleph. Imiyaf shaloi. So a person starts to learn without shina sarayim. So I only el b'simin dalad siftezayin with Mishnah Berurah shom that he brought down this idea that the person should try not to sleep 60 nishmin during the day. Mishnah Berurah points out if a person needs to get some sleep by the day to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, that's acceptable, and that's the same idea we're saying over here. So when a person goes to bed by day, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Beis Kishiner Mishin also. So it does not need to say Alakai Neshama. After the Tam, the Niskan Baruch Hu Al Min Hago Shel Olam Shekadosh Baruch Hu Machzor Neshama Sifnei Odom BaBoker. The main idea of Alakai Neshama should start to be is the Baruch Hu gives us back the Neshama. The main time that normally happens for most people in the world is in the morning. So that's when Chazar Masakan this Tefillah. But if a person happens to sleep by day, that's not considered the standard way of doing it, and therefore Chazal were not masakin a bracha in that situation of a person who goes to sleep by day. A person should go to bed. Before he goes to bed, he should say v'hinoyam by day, v'shem sakonas mazikim, because l'vush ein noygen kein. So you say the paragraph of v'hinoyam. So when a person says kriyas shema lamita, we'll see later on, there's a statement about kriyas shema lamita. So one of the things that we add is the paragraph of Behinoyam, which introduces Yerusha B'Seser. And Chazal said that Yerusha B'Seser is called Shir Shal Pegoyim. It's a shir which is talks about the a pega ra, that something negative happening to the person. It talks about the person should save us from those things. So simply before a person goes to sleep, a person should say that that tefillah. But the Labush says that even though we say it at nighttime, the Labush says that by daytime it's much less of a concern that the mazikim will try and affect a person during when he's sleeping. The zman where the mazikim are given the right or the power to do what they want to do is more nighttime than daytime. Okay, it says that the person should not sleep by day more than shina sus, dalad. Finally, Abba Simon Dalit Sif Tezayin Masha Ksav the Mishnah Berurah B'Shem Machzor HaShekel, that the Machzor HaShekel says that each person should, we're giving over here a standardized shear of Shinas Asus. If we have an individual which needs more sleep, that's fine. Each person is different. Each person has different physical needs in regards to sleep. So that the Mishnah recorded the Machzor HaShekel over that said that. Fine. But, okay, then he says that when a person is eating, he shouldn't do it for the purpose of a pleasure. He should do it to be able to eat, to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. Shkav and Sheyoichel, Rishlan Sheymaisa, Shekhanam Achilo Yomim, Hinin Roitza Lecho, Velishas Kadesh, Eya Bori, Bechazak, Lavodas Hashem Yisbor. That quotes the Chayotim, that people would actually speak this out, that the reason why they're eating is to be able to have the strength to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. I think we mentioned way back when in Siman Aleph when we saw the Berurah about the six mitzvahs tamidiyos, the Sefer HaChinuch includes in the lav of L'susurach Relevav Chamachrei Nechem, he includes in that a person is just focusing on Hanos Elam Hazeh, not for the purpose of Avodas Hashem, but in order to just to fulfill his taiva, he's being sore, he's going after his desires, which Chazal included in Enechem, not just, he's seeing it's Lav Dafka, the issue of Znus, which Chazal talked about, but any time a person is going after any one of his taivas, including taivas or achila. So according to the Chinuch, it's not just that the Lashon L'Shulchan Aruch here is not Meshuvach. He's not considered praiseworthy. According to the Chinuch, he's over Lav Deraisa of Lusasurach Levavcha Mecharei Nechem. So it's quite a much more of an issue than just it's not proper. Fine. If a person is sitting beside your shortim, but his goal over there is not for avodas Hashem, it's he wants to be considered part of the group. He feels covered, etc. Beside your shortim, enemus shuvakum, mekol makom toivu shemitar kapal lishma. But we have a concept of so doing something for the purpose of getting covered is not totally improper, because so we cannot say that it's improper what he's doing. That's why the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch is just in a meshubach. There's a famous word from the Mitzvah Miliyoh. The Mitzvah Miliyoh says the Chazal's Lashon is lo'olam yasek adam b'tar mitzvah shalad lishma shemitach shalad lishma b'al lishma. So he says the language of lo'olam means it always has to happen like that. The person who thinks he's going to go jump straight to lishma is fooling himself. And Chazal said that the process always requires first a step of shalad lishma, and then from shalad lishma eventually to come to lishma. Okay, a person is Isaac and Tashmish with his wife in order to have children for his own benefit. That's not Meshubach. He's doing because he wants to bring children into the world to be able to bring, that they should be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's, or because he wants to fulfill his responsibility to his wife, that's Meshubach. We'll talk about that more, the yonim of the intimacy between a husband and a wife. We'll speak about that more later on. If a person's speaking, sicha, even for divrei chachma, it has to be for the right reasons. I feel the same with divrei chachma. But kol shkenim im sibura hu b'inyonim maso maton, he's discussing business. Sarach shetiyav kanoso l'shem mitzvah. His goal should be that he has a mitzvah. Da'ano sheyiloi b'meli sparnes k'day sheyiloi yobel l'day gazel. I'm discussing business because I want it not just because it's interesting, because it's fun, or because I would like to make money, but that this way I will have the parnasa that I need. I shouldn't come to gazel. So that would be l'shem shemaim. Now, if you who usher Godel, Shadaila be Mamoina, the Farnas Atzma, who they base, so he call you Mechalib, he has no need to work anymore. He has enough money that right now, with the money that he has, he can support himself and his family for the rest of his life. So why is he working? So, Gam can you serve the Pomim be Meshem Ishtadl, the harvest of Sok of Dar Mitzvah? You could still have a situation of Dar Mitzvah when he's involved in business, even under these circumstances. His intent is to be able to have the money to be able to do tztaka and chesed. Or he will create opportunities for people to work by having these different businesses. The idea of providing a person an actual job is considered a tremendous level of tztaka, and actually the Rambam says it's even a level above tztaka. The machlokes in the Rambam and the Ramban is providing a person a job, which you're not giving him any handout at all. So there's no tztaka in the classical sense, but instead you're hiring him and he's working and he's making money. So I mean, what's the favor over here? But the biggest favor is that he has a job, he can support himself in a kabbalistic way. So is that called stalker, or is that called something else? So the Ramban called it stalker. The Rambam actually said that something greater than stalker. It's a different concept. So the mitzvah of taking hold of somebody and preventing him from having difficulty. He's motor yoda, means he's inclined to be falling because he doesn't have how to support himself. So you're going to overcome that by giving him work to do. Now there's an important bir halacha over here. And I want to do the bir halacha, which he grapples with this idea of a person learning and being supported. Now the Rambam has a very strong lashonus about that a person who's supported for learning Torah is considered a chil Hashem, and the Rambam has very strong lashonis against the idea that a person should be supportive for learning Torah. The question is, we seem to be doing it nowadays. So is that considered proper, improper, etc.? So let's see the Bir Halacha. Chol Derechecha Da'eyu. Kazu B'Shtu B'Shtu Mar Shmuel Simon Kufla Matkes She'elo. So the Dar Shmuel, which was an early Achron, I'm not sure who he was, but he was quite early. Ezi Derech Yishar She'yavro Le'ha'adam. What is the proper path that a person should choose? He has a choice. He could learn Torah, teach Torah, and he'll have to get support from other people because he won't have the time and the ability to support himself. Or the person can work the whole week with Yigia Kapov and a Malach and a Kiyah. And then he'll so that during the week he's busy, he doesn't have time to learn. He'll learn on Shabbos. Now, they come on us to Shlo Yilmud Klal Kol Yom Yeshua, the Hapshita, the Chiv Adam Al Kaparim Nikvay Itim Latar B'Kol Yom. Person has to learn something every day. It doesn't mean that you're not going to learn at all during the week. Mavur Simen Kufnan Hey Simen Reish Lamed Ches Yerdei Simen Reish Mem Vav. Al Kabanos Al Yeser HaEish B'Yom Eich Yisnai. He's talking about after you've fulfilled your minimal amount of learning per day. What do you do with the rest of the time? You do it with working or learning? So this is the question that he asked. What's better? Okay. Nogam shelosu hu avis hidavki mehaesek shelohu anokim itarubis gazol ribis reino devachi ein zesav haklal. And obviously we're not talking about a business where there's any element of avera involved in it, because then there's no question. So should I do averas of stealing or learn Torah? Like, you know, that... That's not what we're talking about. So that's take all that off the table. It's the Chazal said, God on the henami yigia kapoy miyor shemayin. The Chazal said that a person who is he's benefiting, getting his source of sustenance from his own work is better than a person who has yor shemayin. That's Loshon Chazal. That's yigia kapoy. But over here, he's stealing from somebody else. He's being the hand from somebody else's yigia, not his. Void the mutal he spies by the mazav the kabbal meya matonis will you never pamechad alav the raisa shalu sigzel. So what's the argument? I don't want to be embarrassed and take a tzedakah. So I'd rather go now and do something which is gzela. At least I don't have to take tzedakah. So that's obviously improper. It's a person should be embarrassed in this world and take tzedakah rather than to be over. The Israel of Sigzel. Okay. So that's the question which the person asked the Drash Shmuel. Vatik Biksora Iker Shavosa L'Shoyle. So I'm going to quote the answer that the Drash Shmuel gave. He said, Hala Rosa Einar B'delach Masha Kotze B'Tur Yeradeya Simen Reish Menvo B'Beis Yosef B'Ach V'Taz V'Shach V'Shem Seri Yom Shashlomoy. You obviously, the one who's asking the question was already familiar with all of these different quotes. Over there in Yerdei, which is in Rishon Vav, is Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Beis Yosef and the Bach, the Shach and the Taz, etc. Mikulo Meherik Lamanosa Marikara B'Sifra Kesef Mishnah Hilchos Talmud Torah Perikay. And the one who has discussed this at the greatest length is the Kesef, as the Beis Yosef, not in Beis Yosef, but in Kesef Mishnah, in the Hilchos Talmud Torah Perikay. So that's where the Rambam comes out very strongly. The person has to have his own job, and he should not learn Torah based on somebody else supporting him. And in that, on that Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah has a long arichus, and this is what he's going to quote. Achanir lani estayt tefilah Rambam zal yaskim. So there, the Kesef Mishnah says, the main part of the Kesef Mishnah over there is that even though that was true b'zman Chazal, and you see that there was definitely where Tanoim and Amoroim who had jobs, the Rambam, the Ramban were physicians, etc., but he argues that nowadays the people's hearts are much smaller, people's abilities are much less, and you know that to produce a genuine Talmud Chacham while a person is being oisik in other areas of endeavor, it's quite difficult. You have only maybe a few unique individuals in the generation can accomplish that. And in order that the Klai Yisrael should have the people which should be the Talmud Chachamim, that Klai Yisrael needs to be the Rabbanim and the Rebbeim, etc. We're going to need that. We're going to need that these people are going to have to just stay focused on their learning, and other people should support them. Comes to the Rosh Hashanah, he says, I'm going to argue that means instead of saying that just this was an exception, that the email of the Rambam says this, but we have no choice but to do otherwise. But the Rosh Hashanah says, when he is daiti, the filo Rambam is al yaskim and didn't did that. The Rambam would agree that this situation is acceptable. Why? They done an epsher mishi epsher. We can't compare the situation where we have options to the situation where we have no choice. It's impossible to ask this individual to become the Talmud Chacham, where he can be the source of Torah to a tzibur, unless people support him. There's a Gemara in the beginning of the last parak in Ksuvus that the Dayanim were supported from the Chumas Alishka. So the Moria says, why is that? Because if you're not going to support them, the Moria says they're allowed to get Schar Batola. Tosfos says that Schar Batola only makes sense if they have job A, and you're asking them to stop doing job A to become a dayan. So I write to that, I don't want to be a dayan right now. I'm a lawyer. I make a lot of money every day. I'm also Talmud Chacham, and they asked me to sit in Bezin. If I sit in Bezin today, I'm going to lose a lot of money. So I say, I have a right to get Schar Batola. Fine. Tosfos says, what about a person? That's all talking about a person who bets him has another job. You're asking him to interrupt for a short period of time. But a person has no other job. That's the Gemara where they're in Ksuvis, where the Gemara says that they were supported totally from Shumas Alishka because we need people available. So that's a Gemara. And the Rambam Pasuk came to Hilchos Shkolim Perek Dalel. And the Rambam quotes this halacha. Megiyas Tzvarim Shem Yerushalayim, Adiyonim Shem Adonim Esek Zlonim, Berlin Tzvarim. We must speak to them. Matter of fact, not only do we support them, if they're not willing to take a full salary, we give them a full salary anyway. The Hamlin is shame of the name of their many base. Even enough that they support themselves and their wife, their children, and the people in the household. Okay. So then, if the Rambam himself is quoting that this is acceptable, and not only that, we're going to force a salary upon the person, and not only a salary, but a minimal salary, but a significant, they should be able to have his needs in a valid way. So how can you think that the Rambam holds that Yosef Toiv Ladam Lechas Besiklus Vecheshan Achachma Koyama Vasheru Groma Lekama Nizikin Mukshalos Talmud Vladimai? So this person, I can't be supported, so I'd rather never learn a word and I'll go work and be lack knowledge. He says, that's not logical to say such a thing. And I don't want to get this support, and this way I'll have the mila of being the Nehenem Giyah Kapoy, and mela, the Kleisel will lose a person who could be a source of Torah to Klai Yisrael. So all of Kleisel will lose. So it's not logical the Rambam meant that. That's what he argues. So when you hear the discussion, and people tell you that the Rambam Shita is that you must have another job, you must have a job, and the person who just gets supported is improper and is a Chil Hashem, etc. So A, the Beis Yosef himself already addressed the question, and the Beis Yosef was not a pushover, shall we say. The Beis Yosef has already addressed the question, and what the Rosh Shmuel is saying is that even the Rambam clearly agreed to such an argument. Okay, that's what the Musa Shmuel. Siman Reish Lamed Beis. Now we start learning the halachas of Mincha. Number one, Sif Aleph. Im Ashoa Dechuka. If the person is running late, there's not enough time for a person to daven Mincha. During the proper time, we'll define proper time a little bit later in the next siman. Reish Lamed Gimel will discuss what the proper time is. Okay, but a person is not going to be able to get all of Mincha and Chazaras Hashatz in the proper time. So there is a famous Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says if you start in the proper time, even though you continue afterwards, it's not problematic. And the Pashas is not like the Aruch HaShulchan, and that's Pashas what the Shulchan Aruch over here is saying, is that you have to make sure that you are, you have to make sure that you're going to finish everything, Chazar Shashatz, and the still Shemoneh Esrei Chazar Shashatz in the proper time. Let's say you don't have that option. So then what should you do? You spell a Balachash, V'achar kach yomer shteich tzibur mogeinu mechaya, v'yana kedusha, v'nesai mekel hakodesh, v'imein sholos b'yorim ligmer yud ches brachas. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch says that what you do is we'll daven a shteich Shemoneh Esrei, right? And then, instead of doing a full Chazaras HaShatz, we'll just say Kedusha. And you can't just say Kedusha, you say the first three brachas, and you stop after the first three brachas. So we discussed this before, there's something called Priest Shema saying Baruch Hu, and the first bracha of Birchas Kriya Shema, and Over Lefnei HaTeva was saying the first three brachas together with Kedusha. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch says to do. So we would say Shtel Shemoneh Esrei, and the person will, instead of saying a full Chazaras HaShatz, will say the first three brachas, say Kedusha in the third bracha, and Hakel HaKadosh, and then it'll stop. Zakhti Ramah, V'yeshar Mimno, that which we discussed over there also, that it's not proper for the person to start and just stop after three brachas. So we need the chazan to say all three brachas. So what? All of the 19 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. So what should you do? So shispalo hashiach tzibur imakol b'kol ram v'chein noigin. Finally, Abba Simon Kuf Chavdal and Sid Beis. So instead of doing a shtel Shemoneh Esrei and then a chazar shashatz, immediately the chazan will start saying out loud. Okay. Now, Mishabura will say the fine exactly how to do this. Let's see the Mishabura. The Chuka. Tano Shein Shos B'Yerim Shis Pavlo Mint Kilo Hatzibur Balaka Shachakak Gam Chazar Shashatz Keroi. There's not enough time to get in Shemoneh Esrei quietly and then Chazar Shashatz as well. Now, so that means that if you do have the option of doing that, we do expect a full Chazar Shashatz. And that is what you should do. Now, the Dominican of the yeshivas, that many yeshivas have, they even by in a case where it's not the chukah, they daven just what's called a hecha kedusha. They daven the first three brachas out loud, and people say kedusha, and then they continue on afterwards. So the question is, why is that? So the famous word for Rabbi Yaakov Zatzal, that Rabbi Yaakov said that Bisman Chazal, he suggested Bisman Chazal, which we know Chazal instituted the idea of Chazar Shashatz. So the Ramaratzim, there are people who are Ramaratzim, they did not know how to daven, and they needed to be Yotzei with the shots. So in the basic Knesset of the city, there were people who are Ramaratzim, the Chazan would say out loud, but the Chazan would daven quietly to prepare himself for saying out loud, and anybody who was able to say Shemoneh Esrei on his own would say before with him. That's how they did it. In the yeshivas, they didn't have any Ramaratzim. So in the yeshivas, Bisman Chazal, they never did a Chazar Shashatz. There was no need to do a Chazar Shashatz. Their whole goal was just to be able to wait to say Kedusha. So now by Shachris, they can't do a Hecha Kedusha because there'll be a hefset between Gula and Tfila. You can't have everybody get to Gaul Yisrael. The Chazan would start Shemoneh Esrei out loud and then every answer Kedusha because you cannot be mafsek between Gula and Tfila. So by Shachris, they had everybody daven Shemoneh Esrei and then they would do a Chazar Shashatz as a way to say Kedusha. But by Mincha, all they would do is they would do a Hecha Kedusha, have the people say Kedusha, and then everybody would daven by themselves. So our yeshivas, in general, the people in yeshiva are the people which are familiar with how to daven, so we look at them as an extension of the yeshivas Bezman Chazal, where there never was a tekana, the Chachila, there never was a tekana of Chazar Shashatz by Mincha in yeshiva, and that's why the yeshivas are makel to say a Hecha Kedusha. That's where Yaakov Zatzal explained it. I'm not sure if he meant it as, you know, he seemed like he made it up himself, and that was a swara he explained why that was a minig, or unless he had a masara from one of his rebbeim, that's true. Do you want to put... It wasn't just what? Right, he said that wouldn't be, you don't have to, if there's a Tekamas Chazal, the Nurse of Shatz, you have no right to say you want more time for learning than Bittul Torah. He said that would not be correct, which is why a lot of people say that's the reason. He says, no, the Mikra Din, there never was a Tekamas in this situation. So now now you can argue that. There's a famous word that in Lakewood, the Rabbanan Kotler's itself was knowing that they did a Hecha Kedusha the whole year by Mincha, except for during Chanukah. Because of the concept of Pesumi Nisa, Al Nisim is considered Pesumi Nisa. Tosfos clearly in Shabbos says that by saying Al Nisim, you're doing an act of Pesumi Nisa. So the dinner Pesumi Nisa would actually be a reason that they would have to focus on Shashats because of that. Entails, even in Chanukah, they still did a Hecha Kedusha. So they did a Hecha Kedusha Mincha the whole year. They never did that out loud, except for during the Sarsam Echuba. Sarsam Echuba, which is interesting, they argued the extra mile of tefillah, it's extra amount of tefillah, a kayach of tefillah, so they would have the extra mile of tefillah. Now, there, Al Pi Kabbalah, there's an Arizal that you should never even bow to Chazar Sashatz. The Arizal says that there's a Gemara, the Gemara says a person who davens and was not answered, he should daven a second time. It says, what does that mean? You can't daven a second time. So some say it means like tefillah sadava. He says, no, it means Chazar Sashatz. Because everybody's tefillah is a private tefillah. The tefillah which will act as the tefillah of the whole tzibur, and through that tefillah will go up to Shemaim and schlep all the tefillahs of the whole tzibur with it, is Chazar Sashatz. So by Mevato Chazar Sashatz, you're losing the whole mila of the tefillahs that are being taken to Shemaim properly. So he was very mocked by the Rizal, Apikabola, that the Chassidim will never do Hecha Kedusha. They're very mocked, but it should always be done. Done a full Chazar Sashatz. Okay, let's hold it here. Thank you very much. Have a good night. Okay, call to bye.